Mild winters are not unusual for Vancouver, British Columbia. This one has been especially wet, too. But starting today, organizers of the 2010 Winter Olympic Games in Vancouver will have something other than the weather to talk about. It's time for the athletes to do their thing. Spectators should still keep their umbrellas handy, though. The World's Katie Clark previews the games, which officially open tonight.
The 10-day forecast for Vancouver calls for rain and temperatures reaching the low 50s. Still, the Canadian hosts aim to make this the best winter games ever.
If you want to make a difference, smile even when you're not having a good day and embrace the world.
That's chief executive of the Vancouver Organizing Committee, John Furlong, instructing volunteers to smile at everybody and to give visitors a warm, happy Canadian hug. Meantime, Canada's hoping to scoop up a record number of medals. Canada's always strong in hockey. The country's also expected to be a medal contender in the Winter Games' newest edition, ski cross.
Into the all-important whoop section. Very critical to have your timing just right in here, Todd.
Ski cross features four skiers racing down a course simultaneously. They encounter jumps, banks, and whatever else the designers dreamt up. Ski cross is making its Olympic debut after winning over fans at the X Games.
Zach, they are checking out.
Another sport Canada's hoping to dominate is curling. But Canada will have some competition this year from China. China set its sights on winning a curling medal several years ago and hired a Canadian coach to turn them into contenders. A lot of attention in Vancouver will also be on the African athletes competing. Seven African nations will be represented. None is expected to win any medals. But that's not worrying skier Kwame Nkrumah Acheampong of Ghana. The snow leopard, as he's known, hopes to inspire young boys and girls in Ghana to believe that nothing's impossible, not even a skier from a country with virtually no snow.
I am a guinea pig. I'm an experiment. If I can make that experiment work, then it's an opportunity for the youngsters.
Pakistan is also making its alpine skiing debut in Vancouver, and Iran will send its first ever female to the Winter Games. Of course, it can't be an Olympics without a doping scandal. Russia was recently warned to get its anti-doping program together after several of its athletes tested positive for banned substances. Officials are keeping a close eye on Russia, which hosts the next Winter Games in Sochi in 2014. Lest we forget women's figure skating, this year's biggest rivalry is between a South Korean and a Japanese skater. And in case you're wondering about the mascots for the Vancouver Games,
Sumi!
Kwachi!
Mika!
Sumi is an animal spirit who wears the hat of an orca whale, flies with the wings of a mighty thunderbird, and runs on the legs of a bear. Kwachi is a young Sasquatch, and Miga is part killer whale and part bear. All three draw on native legends of the Pacific Northwest, and they're pretty darn cute, just the type of little guys who can help sell a lot of Olympic merchandise. For The World, this is Katie Clark.